I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
This is not going to go well. I have a bad feeling.
Come on. Stay positive, buddy. Stay positive.
You're over here laughing in my face. You're like celebrating when something's not working. And I'm just thinking, why are you doing this? Your name is a part of the show.
I just think it's funny that we're all worried. And then Swigard says to us during the commercial break, hey, first guy didn't answer. I was like, oh, that's not a good. Here, how about we just punt on number one? Because guess what?
They're gonna
take Kyler Murray.
We don't know if they are.
They're gonna take Kyler Murray number one overall.
I don't want to punt.
Boom, we're going to number two.
I spent a lot of time doing this.
I know.
I'm not punting.
How about Arizona? Come on, step up, Arizona.
I just talked to him.
We just had a conversation with you.
I talked to him at 11:45 our time, and I said, dude, 45 minutes. He said, dude, give me a call.
I'm in. He's gonna have like 18 missed calls from Swag. Guard. Just blowing him up.
Swag went to the number three. I don't know why we're not calling number one. We already have number two just sitting there listening to the show.
We do, yeah.
Waiting his turn.
We can hop down to San Francisco. I'm telling you, man, we can just say, hey, Kyler Murray.
I know number two is exciting. We text back and forth. I think he's jacked to do this.
He's jacked. It's NFL draft day. It's a big one for the Niners. There's a lot going on around the Niners. They're rumored to be maybe shipping Solomon Thomas out of town. They got a couple other guys they're trying to figure out. Maybe, you know, Bosa likely at number two, but do they go Quinn and Williams? There's a lot going on in San Francisco for this pick.
I appreciate your effort to stall.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying the best I can.
That's all I want.
This is how I can help.
I just want an effort.
I can fill time here, okay?
Swag stopped calling, and he goes, I got two and three. And I thought,
we can't start without number one.
We need number one. You can't do the NFL draft and not do the number one overall pick.
So now, in hindsight, next year, are we going to go back to recording these before the show, or do we want to try and do this live again next year?
Yeah, we're going
to
record.
We'll go back to recording. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's not answering.
Swag is not putting a lot of effort in on this calling part, so that's frustrating. But I don't know what else to do. With the number one overall pick, the Cardinals, I guess we're punting. This is terrible.
They take Kyler Murray, quarterback.
You do think they're going to take Kyler Murray?
I do. I trust Mel Kiper on this one. If he says 99.9% chance of it happening, I'm going to buy what Kiper's selling. I know in the last 2 days they've had positive things to say about Rosen, but I think that's just trying to drive up his trade value.
Okay, well, screw this. We're going to move on. We're going to punt. Look at this. It's already off to a disaster.
This is what you deserve, Arizona, for taking back-to-back quarterbacks in the first round.
You're right. Let's save it, though. We can move on. We can have a great mock draft. Number one, Kyler Murray off the board now. Let's get the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline moving. With the number two pick in the NFL draft, Matt Kolsky, 95-7 the game down in the Bay Area. The 49ers select.
I'm going to say Quinn and Williams. Do I get to react to the incredible draft content I just got to listen to?
Please, God, don't do it.
What do you think of our Cardinals expert? I thought he was pretty good.
He's as good as any Cardinals expert I've ever heard, if I'm honest.
Why Quinn and Williams over Bosa, in your opinion?
You know, there's a couple things here. First of all, I think legitimately Quinn and Williams is really a great prospect. I think people like him a lot. There are times through this process we've had draft experts on who say, you know, they play different positions. But if you're ranking defensive ends and defensive tackles, they're both clearly number one in terms of Bosa and Williams. And Williams is not really any more of a missable prospect than Bosa. So I don't think the gap is that big. I also think, and you guys kind of referenced this, this is a really big draft for the San Francisco 49ers, mm-hmm. this regime heading into its third season has accomplished nothing on the field. And there are people, and I'm one of them, who still think the hire was the right hire, but they are running out of time to actually accomplish something. And they have had these, for lack of a better description, and I don't want to lump incidents of very differing severity with each other, mm-hmm. but PR problems mm-hmm. have existed not just through this regime, but going way back through the Harbaugh regime. For an ownership that I think Jed York wants people to believe is one of the most woke in the league, it hasn't been great. And I think the problem with Bosa is, no one will care what his politics are if he's awesome. The NFL fans have proven that again and again.
Right.
But if you draft a guy who in the eyes of many of your fans comes in as a dirtbag, it's just your PR risk is so much higher. And Williams seems like less of an issue in that respect. So if you're ranking the prospects about equally, that's a reason to lean Williams. And I am choosing to read the Solomon Thomas rumor you mentioned as we're clearing the inside a little bit for our new stud.
Yeah.
Matt Kolsky, 95.7 The Game. Thanks so much for hanging with us, answering your phone, and participating. We appreciate it more than you know.
My pleasure.
All right, man. Let's move on with the third pick, Otis Livingston, WCBS in New York. The Jets are on the clock now. With the third pick in the NFL draft, the New York Jets select.
I think if Nick Bosa is there, that's who they take. I've been hearing so much about the mock draft that Bosa was going to go to San Francisco, but as we saw, they did not take him. So I was thinking Quinn and Williams, but Nick Bosa would be great for them if he landed in their laps. You know, he's a classic 4-3. The Jets are going to be running a 3-4, so that could present a problem, but he's an athlete. He's a great player. He comes from great bloodlines. And I believe that that's who the New York Jets will take.
Yeah, there's always draft night trades, especially with teams trying to move up and get quarterbacks. Jets obviously do not need that. Is there any chance at all, do you see, that they trade this pick?
I really don't think so. I think that they wanted to get one of three guys, or one of four, Williams, Bosa, Josh Allen, or Ed Oliver. And those guys are, you know, they were there for them, except for Quinn and Williams. So I think that they would take Nick Bosa, not trade back. Like you said, they have their quarterback. This draft is deep in defensive players, and they're going to get one of the best.
There we go. Otis Livingston, WCBS in New York. Otis, thanks so much for joining us, man, and participating in the mock draft. We greatly appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. There we go. So we got three picks down as our next guest is down in the Bay Area. The picks are Kyler Murray, Quinnen Williams, Nick Bosa, all off the board. Matt Schneidman, Bay Area News for Oakland. We've had him on before. He joins us now. The Oakland Raiders with the fourth pick in the NFL draft. They select.
Ooh, can I trade down? Is that an option?
No trading down, unfortunately.
I'll go with Josh Allen, the edge rusher from Kentucky.
Okay, well, and we just asked this question of the Jets because I've seen a lot of mocks that do have the Raiders trading out of that number four pick, and teams wanting to move in, maybe getting Haskins before the Giants have the chance to get him. Where would you put the odds just at for Oakland? Who knows? They said they're going to surprise everybody with this pick. Where do you think the odds are of them trading out of number four?
I think if Kyler Murray is somehow still on the board at number four and Haskins is as well, I think that really increases the trade value of the number four pick for teams that want to hop above the Giants at six for a quarterback. But at the same time, I think the Raiders can't afford to get cute with this one. They were terrible rushing the pass, historically bad rushing the passer last year. So if Josh Allen or Ed Oliver is there, I could see them taking one or the other. I'll go with Allen. By a slim margin for this one.
Yeah, there we go. Matt Schneidman, Bay Area News, covering Oakland. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt. We appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you this summer. Okay, there we go. That was really weird how that got cut off, but we move on. So far, we are three of the four, and our last one, rounding out the top five and our NFL mock draft, Greg Aumann, The Athletic, Tampa Bay Bucks beat writer. He joins us now. Greg, thanks for joining us. So far, the name's gone. Kyler Murray, Quinnen Williams, Nick Bosa, and Josh Allen with the fifth pick in the NFL draft. Who did the Tampa Bay Bucks select?
I think I probably have lots of fake calls from other teams coming in where I could trade down.
But since I have to stay with the pick, I'm going to go with Devin White, the linebacker from LSU. Fills a big hole in the middle of this Tampa Bay defense.
Is there one guy out there you think that Tampa is really, really hoping falls to number five that maybe has already been taken in our mock draft?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, I don't think Quinn Williams is going to fall to five, so I don't even think you can hope for that. But I think Josh Allen could. I mean, all it takes is somebody like an Oliver or Devin White more or a second quarterback in the top four if somebody trades up. So any of that happens, then Josh Allen falls to five. He's definitely a good match as an outside pass rusher that fits in their new 3-4 defense. So, yeah, I would say he's probably the best reasonable scenario for them staying at five. Mm.
Greg, a lot of stuff on Jameis Winston from college and even in his NFL career. I'm very curious, just where would you put this from 1 to 10, 10 being just the most important year for Jameis Winston?
Oh, yeah. He's making a lot more money than the second option this year. But, yeah, it's kind of the make or break. I mean, he has a new coach, a new offense. If things don't click for him in that, I can't see the Bucs really franchising him again. So they'd probably have to move on at that point. If he can get things to go right, if he can cut back on the turnovers, get the team winning a lot more regularly than they have the last 2 years, then it looks like all is forgiven with everything else, and he's in line for one of these huge mega contracts they give quarterbacks these days.
Yeah. Greg Allman, The Athletic, Tampa Bay Bucks beat writer, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate you being flexible and hopping on today and giving us that pick.
No problem. Take care.
Yeah, there we go. Great stuff. So we got four of the five. Unfortunately, did not get number one.
And that ended up going pretty good, considering the stumble out of the gate. Top five, not bad. Kyler Murray's going number one, right? Like, that would be...
I assume so, but there's just
so
much...
If you guys tune into the draft tonight and they announce Quinton Williams, number one overall pick, how surprised are you going to be? Because at this point, I would be shocked.
Yeah, the way that a lot of the in-the-know guys have been reporting, I'd probably be there with you.
Right?
It feels like this is Kyler Murray.
And then it could. I mean, if that happens, then to me, this NFL draft tonight becomes entertaining. If not, I kind of see it following this format where Murray goes one, defensive guys, maybe somebody trades up to get Haskins, maybe the Giants take him at number six if he's still on the board. But if you somehow don't have Kyler Murray going number one, that just throws everybody's draft boards out the window a little bit.
So recap real quick, our top five picks. Kyler Murray won, according to Andy Johnson in Phoenix.
I like that guy. He's a good insider.
Matt Kolsky down in the Bay Area has the Niners taking Quinnen Williams, and he cites off-the-field stuff, Bosa and the political stuff, I think is what he was referencing there.
I like the reasoning he used, though. He thinks Bosa and Williams are similar, so why wouldn't you take the guy that you don't feel like is going to cause any controversy?
Otis Livingston in New York has the Jets drafting Bosa since Quinnen Williams goes to San Francisco. Matt Schneidman, Bay Area News, has Josh Allen, the edge rusher from Kentucky, going to the Raiders. And Greg Allman has Devin White from LSU going to Tampa Bay. Should be noted, 4 and 5 both wanted to trade.
They did,
but we can't trade in our mock, so keep an eye on that one today. We got five more to go, 6 through 10. Will we get all five of those ones? We find out next on The Fan. I don't think I'm ever doing this again. I've been defeated.
It had a good run, though. We had a good run with our mock draft.
Is this the fourth year or the fifth year we've done this?
It's been a long time. I know that. This is the first year we've ever tried to do it live, though. You wanted to do it live.
Like 100% live, yeah.
Yeah. Usually we've take
care
of
this.
We've
done a lot of recording.
And it's recorded, and then it's just all a nice little tidy segment.
We just take a half hour off.
They just sit around, don't do anything from 12:30 to 1.
Not going that way this year, I'll tell you that much.
Do you need me to be a Giants insider?
Well, the problem with doing the Giants pick versus, like, Arizona, you're right. Kyler Murray is rumored to be the guy. And
nobody knows what the hell the Giants are going to do tonight.
Right. It might be Dwayne Haskins. It might be a defensive player. I have no clue. And so, yeah, you could play Giants guy, but what if you're severely wrong?
Right. I could be.
Not that this mock is representative of what actually is going to happen.
No, because I do expect, I think, and just in that first segment, talking to the guys from the two cities as well, I do expect either 4 or 5 to trade out. I think one of those teams, there's going to be somebody, and who knows, maybe it's the Giants just assuring themselves that they get Haskins, but there's going to be somebody, I think, that is a sleeper, that wants a quarterback, that moves in for Oakland's pick or for Tampa Bay's pick.
Yeah, I was also hoping to get the Giants guy because he works for WNBC
in New York.
Does he really?
He does.
How about that?
I wanted to say that. Okay, well, he's not answering. I don't have the patience for this. So
with the fifth pick, the Giants.
No, the sixth.
Sixth pick, the Giants will select Dwayne Haskins, quarterback, Ohio State University.
Okay, so let's bring on our next guest. Let's go to number seven, the Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock. And John Reed, Florida Times Union, joining us now on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. John, thanks for joining us. Here we have that have been drafted so far: Kyler Murray, Quinnen Williams, Nick Bosa, Josh Allen, Devin White, and Dwayne Haskins just got picked with the seventh pick in the NFL draft. The Jags select.
Well, it's been a tough call in the war room in Jacksonville, but we're going to do a little different and try in with a big play, do it all tight end. And from Iowa, T.J. Hockenson is going to be our selection for number seven. We need to get a playmaker. We need to get some weapons to Nick Foles. We do need a right tackle, but we can get him in second round. But we need to get a playmaker.
I love that. That's great.
I love the approach you just took,
solid.
Too. Like,
that's,
oh, we got the real GM on. This
dude
is great.
This dude just won the mock draft, man. Now, it sounds like they're looking offense. You mentioned right tackle, tight end. They could get that, though, in the second round. Are you pretty certain they go offense there with number seven?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I know this draft is loaded with defensive linemen. They got a few pretty good ones on that roster. I don't think defense is the issue. I don't think defense was the biggest reason why they went 5-11. But they do have some issues on the offensive line, and they just don't have enough playmakers. Even, you know, they address some needs in free agency, but this kid from Iowa is, I mean, he's a do-it-all type player. He can also block on the outside. They can give Leonard Fournette some running lanes, and I don't know if he's the Hall of Fame type with some people has even projected Hockenson to be, but I think he fits and checks all the boxes that this Jaguar team needs. They need some. I mean, you look at Nick Foles and what his success was in Philly. He often went to the tight ends. Yep. It's not Zach Ertz or anything like that, but I think this kid can really be something special in within two years. So I think he's worth putting that seventh round pick in the address the need, maybe add another tackle in the second or third round.
There we go. John Reed, the GM for the Jacksonville Jags, covering the team for the Florida Times Union. John, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Great stuff from you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, there we go. Let's move on to the eighth pick. Jennifer Hammond of WJBK-TV over there in Detroit. The Lions on the clock. Jennifer, thanks for joining us. I'll run down these names real quick for you. Kyler Murray, Quinnen Williams, Nick Bosa, Josh Allen, Devin White, Dwayne Haskins, and T.J. Hockenson all off the board. With the eighth pick in the NFL draft, the Lions select.
Well, you know what? They've been talking an awful lot about trying to move down and accrue some picks, and I think because of several of the guys that they have targeted have been selected, the Lions will want to move down. They want extra picks. One of the biggest things for Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia is continuing to accrue talent. They've certainly been aggressive in the offseason and in free agency. They've brought in guys like Flowers. They've got a tight end. They've done a lot of things that are going to definitely help them a long way. But right now, they have a lot of questions and issues with depth, and so they're going to definitely move down. If I did have to make a pick, it would be Devin Bush, because the backfield in the defense is very shaky. They've certainly had problems, and they need some guys that can make an impact. Hmm.
You mentioned with all the names that are off of our board, that would force them to trade down. Who is the guy that they're circling that realistically has a chance to fall to number eight to keep them at the number eight overall pick?
You know, I'll give you two different names. So on defense, I think Devin White is one of the guys that they feel like could be there if some things fall a certain way in the draft, and that's the guy who I actually was hoping. In one of the earlier mock drafts, I went for Montez Sweat because I just think this guy is so talented. I know there's a lot of scuttlebutt about the heart issue and whatnot, but I really think that when you've got that kind of athleticism, you definitely have to take a look. And who knows, maybe they could pick him up later with a trade down and then get an extra pick in addition to their second rounder at 43. But I also think that Devin White, Hock, the tight end who was just taken at one pick before, is a guy that they've hugely had their eyes on. The tight end is so important in this offense, and certainly, you know, they picked up the free agent in the offseason from Pittsburgh. I'm totally blanking on his name suddenly. And the one thing about this offense, though, is they want to continue to have guys who can work in the run, who can work in the pass. And they do have a little bit of a shortage at wide receiver. Hopefully they can shore that up later in some later rounds. But I think that on offense, they're looking for a stud tight end, and I think Hawk would be that fit. If he's there, I would think they could go that way.
So some potentially good news, Jennifer, for Detroit. I saw a report right before we started our show. Montez Sweat, actually, there is a rumor going around the NFL Combine misdiagnosed his heart situation. So some teams, like the Lions, might be buying in to get Montez Sweat. Jennifer Hammond, WJBK-TV in Detroit. Jennifer, thanks so much for hopping on and agreeing to do this. We appreciate it.
Happy draft day.
And there we go. Jennifer Hammond, good stuff. Devin Bush. Let's go to the number 9 pick, the Buffalo Bills. Bills Mafia does not like me very much here in Portland, and they're on the clock with the 9th overall pick. And from our sister station over there in Buffalo, WGR, Sal Capaccio joining us now on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline with the 9th pick in the NFL draft. Sal, where will the Buffalo Bills go with the 9th pick, in your opinion?
Well, first I got to ask you, why does Bills Mafia not like you very much?
Because 2 years ago when Tyrod Taylor was the quarterback, I said that he was not a good quarterback and they weren't a very good team. And Bills Mafia does not like to be told their team sucks. So
that's the only thing. I can understand that. They did make the playoffs that year, and that's probably also what kind of got people after you. Look, before I do anything, got to say hello to my brother in McMinnville, Oregon. He lives in the beautiful part of the country out there.
Yes.
So he's tuning in and listening right now, and I appreciate you guys having me on. I've been out there, and it's great out there. Look, the Buffalo Bills, they really attacked free agency on the offensive side. It was all about getting Josh Allen weapons and protections. When have you ever heard of a team signing 18 unrestricted free agents from other clubs? That's what the Bills have done this offseason. 14 on the offensive side, 6 offensive linemen, 2 wide receivers, and another wide receiver who was the leading CFL wide receiver, Duke Williams. They're leaving no stone unturned, and they did that in order to have a lot of options and a good defensive draft, especially in the front 7. I think the Bills would love to trade down, and if they trade down, they can get a guy like Christian Wilkins, who just is the stereotypical prototype of what McDermott and Bean like here. But the way this board fell, Ed Oliver is sitting there, guys, and the Bills could just grab Ed Oliver, put him at that 3 technique, allow him to do what he does next to Starlo Tulalay, replace Kyle Williams. It's a perfect fit in Buffalo.
How are the fans out there feeling about Allen after 1 year? It was an up and down, and you get that with rookie quarterbacks, and we've seen a lot of guys have terrible rookie seasons and then burst onto the scene in year 2. Where's the optimism and just kind of trust level in the new franchise quarterback?
You know, he had kind of the best of both worlds when he was able to see everything and play early on, but then also sit back. It was the blessing in disguise with the injury, but he also had a lot of ups and downs, obviously. But when he came back after the elbow injury, and they had Derek Anderson here, and they had Matt Barkley, he got to watch them a little bit. He played really well. In fact, I'd say out of the last 4 games, Josh Allen might have been the best player on the field for the Buffalo Bills in 2 of them. He really just started to show signs. You know about the running ability, right? Well, we need to get him some protection here. That's what they did. We need to get him some weapons here. That's what they did. That was the thought going into the offseason. Bills fans are very encouraged by what they saw from Josh Allen, especially the last 4 games when he really seemed like he was figuring it out. The game was slowing down and he took that jump.
Sal, your brother would be proud. You did a damn good job on that draft. I like that pick. Good insight, good info. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it, man.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. Good stuff from Sal Capaccio, WGR over there in Buffalo. Our final, rounding it out.
Here we go. One
more. Yes, one more. We head to Denver, Colorado. The Broncos on the clock. Where are they going to go? I have no clue. But Michael Spencer of KCNC is joining us now. Michael, I'll run down the picks real quick in case you haven't heard them. Kyler Murray's gone. Quinnen Williams is gone. Bosa, Allen, Devin White, Haskins, Hockenson, Devin Bush, and now Ed Oliver. Those are the names that are off the board with the 10th pick in the NFL draft. The Denver Broncos select
Jonah Williams. I mean, if he's there, I think they can't afford to pass him up. I think if this is the way the board falls, they're going to want to trade back. But for the purposes of this, we'll go Jonah Williams. I think they like the guy they brought in from free agency in Juwan James. They like what they have in Garrett Bowles, or at least they think they do. But I think they would jump at the chance to add Jonah Williams if they can't trade down, given the number of defensive guys that are now on the board. I think Devin White's a guy they really like. I think Devin Bush is a guy they really like. They killed me taking Ed Oliver at 9. So I'll go with Jonah Williams at 10 to the Broncos if the board falls the way you guys have it.
Hey, we know John Elway loves taking those 6'7" quarterbacks in the first round. Is there any chance he goes QB at number 10?
There is a slight chance. I don't think it's as much as the national media has made it out to be. I think the bigger chance is that they either trade back or try and trade back into the first round if Drew Lock is still there, maybe in that 20 or high 20 range. I think that is the bigger possibility than them taking a quarterback at 10. I think I would be shocked if they take a QB at 10.
Michael, I'll get you out of here on this one. There is a lot to be discussed about Denver in the future. And look, maybe they surprise people next year with their team. But I think a lot of people look at that franchise and go, where is your quarterback going? We know Elway liked Justin Herbert and he didn't declare. Is there a shot? Maybe they're just playing it, see how it rolls, and then hopefully be in a position to go get a guy like him next year.
Yeah, I think so. I think anybody, if they do draft a quarterback this year, the thought would be that it's a developmental guy. They do like Herbert. They're not planning on being in a position to be able to draft Justin Herbert next year. They're planning on having a better year than they've had the past two seasons. I think that really I think it probably took them by surprise, and it really messed up their plans for 2019 when he decided to stay, because they would have loved to have had a shot at Justin Herbert as their quarterback of the future. Now they've got Joe Flacco. They know he's the guy for next year. Mm-hmm. The question is, what do they do in 2020 and moving forward? But I don't think they're planning on being in a position to get Herbert in the 2020 draft.
All right, there we go. Great stuff. Michael Spencer, KCNC in Denver, joining us for the Broncos' 10th pick. Michael, good stuff, man. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, there we go. 8 of the 10.
Woo!
8 of the 10.
Well done. Well pulled off.
Let's go.
See, we don't need to scrap this segment. That actually turned out to be okay. And dare I say, Jacksonville dude,
he was good.
He made the half hour. That guy was awesome.
He just went full in and like, we're going to be taking TJ Hockenson.
He started in, it's a little crazy in our draft room right now. We don't know where we want to go. Can we just do a weekly hit with that guy?
Yeah.
His thoughts from Jacksonville.
Are the Jags on the Seahawks schedule this year?
If they are, we need to get him on the show.
Okay, let's run this down very, very quickly because we're way against it. Yeah. And I want to see, actually, I'm going to write these down.
Yeah, we'll see how close our mock draft comes to tonight.
So Carl Smudge Johnson joined us from Phoenix. He's got the card selecting Kyler Murray. Matt Kolsky in San Francisco has the Niners going Quinnen Williams. Otis Livingston in New York. Outside of the backing up truck, he took Nick Bosa going number 3 overall. Matt Schneidman, Bay Area News for the Raiders, wants to trade, but he says if yes. They're there, they'll take Josh Allen from Kentucky. Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Bucks has them taking Devin White from LSU. We also had Bob Johnson from New York. He joined us from New York, and he's got the Giants taking Dwayne Haskins.
Way to go, Bobby.
And then John Reed from Jacksonville has TJ Hockenson from Iowa. Jennifer Hammond from Detroit also says she thinks they're going to trade, but if they have to pick, Devin Bush.
Yeah.
And then Sal Capaccio from WGR in Buffalo has Ed Oliver at number 9. Michael Spencer from Denver. Jonah Williams, the offensive lineman from Alabama.
Shout out to the Capaccio brother. We also had a listener text in and say, I live in Dayton, Oregon. I think I know this guy's brother.
That's awesome.
Like, shout out to this guy's brother.
He was good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Swigard. 8 of the 10. I'm sorry we didn't get the full 10. I guess that's what happens when you do it live.
Hey, somebody texted in 80% of the time. It works every time.
That's a passing grade.
That's a B. We just got a B on our draft grade.
I'm okay with that.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.